Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun. Our Gemara brings down a machlikis between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon, whether skila is more chamer or strefa is more chamer. And the Gemara explains, in the beginning, in the Havmin of the Gemara, the reason for the Rabbanon's Shita and the reason for Rav Shimon's Shita. The Gemara says that the reason for the Rabbanon's Shita, that Skila is more Chomer, is because the Rabbanon assumed that since Skila is given to Oibed Avodah Zarah, so Megadav and Oibed Avodah Zarah, which is people that are Peshut Yad Be'ikr, Rachman al-Slan. So Mela, it must be that Skila is a more Chomer Dika Aveira, and Rav Shimon assumes that since Sreifa is given to Baskayin Shazinsa, who does a terrible Aveira of Mechalala Sasavia, therefore it must be that Sreifa is more Chamer. And the Gemara asks, when the Gemara says the Rabbanon Shita, the Gemara asks, aye, Sreifa should be more Chamer because it was given to Baskayin Shazinsa, who was Mechalala Sasavia. So the Gemara comes out in the end, Nafilachi Peshit Yadi Be'ikr Adif. Nevertheless, the fact that they're Peshit Yadi Be'ikr is a more Chamer Dika Svara. And the Gemara asks likewise, Rav Shimon, when the Gemara mentions the svar of Rav Shimon, that Sreif is more chamer because it's given to Baskoyin Shazintza, who is Mechalo Sovia. The Gemara asks, Adar Abaskil Chamura, Shekein Nitna, Le Megadol Ho'olayv Ravaris Kichavim, and their chamer is that the Peshit Yad Be'ikr. The Mordechai says that there's a halach in the Torah of the Kiddashtoi. When a person is a Kohen, everybody is mechuyiv to have certain respect for that Kohen. You can't ask him to do chores for you, and you have to offer him the first opportunity to bench and make a bracha, and to take food first. There's a certain inyanim of the Kiddashtoi where we give chashivos to a person's being a Kohen. Says the Mordechai that if a Kohen has a daughter who went off the Derech Rachman Olatzlan, or the daughter was mezana, the halacha will be that the halachas of the kiddashtoi do not apply to this kohen, and a person does not have to be respectful in any special way of this kohen. You don't have to give him the special respect that the Torah is mechayev with the kiddashtoi. So the Ramah brings this down, and the Magen Avraham asks the kasha. The Mordechai says that the reason is because since the woman was mechalala savia, so mamela, the halacha is that the father loses the right of the kiddashtoi because he becomes mechulal, he becomes downgraded, his status of kuna is downgraded because of the fact that his daughter went off the derech or was mezana. Frektemog and Avraham, our Gemara seems to say the opposite. Our Gemara seems to say that only in the halacha of znus, only when the daughter was mezana, in that case we can understand what the Magen Avraham is saying, because what the Mordechai is saying. Because in that case, truth, the Gemara says that's mechalal savil, like it says in the Torah. However, in the case of a bas kohen, who goes off the derech rachman al tzan, who joins a different faith, that should not be mechalal savil, because our Gemara says that Bas Kohen Shazinso has something special about it that Skila doesn't have. So Sreifa has something special about it that Skila doesn't have, which is that Sreifa is Mechala Savia, but the Averis for which the person is punished with Skila do not have this special Choymer of Mechala Savia. But according to what the Mordechai is telling us, and according to the way the Ramah brings it down, it would seem, argues the Magen Avraham, that Skila too is given to somebody who's Mechala Salvia. Why? Because Skila is being given to a person who's Megadif or Oyver Avayitz Kechavim. And according to what the Magen Avraham is telling us, Megadif or Oyver Avayitz Kechavim is also Mechala Salvia. So the Magen Avraham is bothered that L'chaira, the Ramaz Halacha does not stem with the Gemara, and according to the Gemara, only a Bas Kohen Shezinsa should be considered Mechala Salvia, and the father should lose the din of a Kiddashtoi. So the Magen Avraham argues that the Rama is not quoting the Mordechai the way that the Mordechai wrote it. The Magen Avraham argues that if you look in the Mordechai inside, he doesn't mean to say that if the Kohen's daughter goes off the derech, that the Kohen would mechal the Kohen automatically. The point of the point of the Mordechai is that. That if a girl goes off the derech, she certainly was mezana, because the lashon of the Mordechai is that if sheimira dasa v'kol shkein shezinsa. No, I'm sorry. Sheimira dasa v'afilu zinsa. Even if she's only zinsa, so it's mashma that heimira dasa includes what zinsa has. In other words, because the assumption is that if a bas kohen is the heimira dasa, she probably was mezana, because the yidden that are not shomer teru mitzvahs that join other faiths are not necessarily nishmar in the inyan of znos, and that's why the Mordechai writes that when it's himira dasa, the halach will be that we don't have to give the father special kavod of the kiddashtoi. However, if we know that she was not mezana, argues the Magen Avraham, the halacha should be that we would still have to give the father a kavod. And the Magen Avraham explains, why is it that there's such a special chaymer is being attached to znos? Why is it that we say that when the daughter is mezana, it's mechala al-savia, but when the daughter goes off the derech rachman al-san, she's not mechala al-savia? So the Magen Avraham explains, because znos has something special about it. A person can train his daughter to be careful with inyanei znos. A person can train his daughter to make sure that she's not mezana. A person can protect his daughter and make sure that she doesn't find herself with anybody else. However, when it comes to emira dasa, a person, according to the way Magen Avraham understands, would not have the same type of control over his daughter, and therefore would not be guaranteed. We can't say that just because the daughter was emira dasa, one of the derech rachman al-tzlan, that would necessarily mean that it's the father's fault in any way. The Magen Avraham asks that, how can we say that the point is because the father has the ability to control his daughter, but I myself am saying that if she goes off the derech, then we do downgrade the father because of the fact that she probably was mezana. But the same argument would apply. How would the father be able to control his daughter if she went off the derech, she's no longer living in his house? So the Magen Avraham says that can't be a valid argument, because the Gemara says that even in the suah, even a married daughter who's mezana would also be mechal al-saviyah. And the suah also is not living in the father's house. So the father doesn't have any direct control over his married daughter. The only svara must be that if the father would have raised the daughter correctly, she would not have this taiva of being mezana, and therefore we do attribute this aveira to the father. However, emira dasa, the Magen Avraham understands, is not so much attributable to the father. The Eliyahu Rabba argues that, argues on the Magen Avraham's question. He says that perhaps we can understand that the Ramah as follows. We can say that true according to Rav Shimon, there's no question that the Chaymer of Mechalel HaSaviyah, it only applies to Znos and not to Avayis Kechavim and Megadif. However, that might be only according to Rav Shimon. But according to Rabbanon, true in the Havmin of the Gemara is clearly indicates that the Gemara understands, even according to Rabbanon, that the idea of Mechalel HaSaviyah does not apply to Megadif or even Avayis Kechavim. That may be only in the Havmin of the Gemara. Before the Gemara points out that there's a special chaymer, there's a special stringency in Peshet Yad Be'ikr. Once the Gemara makes the point that Peshet Yad Be'ikr has a special chaymer attached to it, then it's possible that once that's established, we can certainly say that if the Torah tells us that Znus is Mechal HaSaviyah, Kol Shkein, Peshet Yad Be'ikr, which is more chamer according to Rabban, is certainly Mechal HaSaviyah. The point of the Gemara in the beginning was that since we only see that the Torah says, explicitly by Znos as Mechal Saviyah, perhaps we should attribute a greater chaymer to Znos, according to the Rabbanon. So the Gemara has to say, no, the Rabbanon understood by themselves that Paishi Al-Beikr must be more chamer. But if we wouldn't have as far of Pshuta that Paishi Al-Beikr is more chamer, we would be able to say from the fact that the Torah says explicitly by Znos that it's Mechal Saviyah, probably the Torah attributes greater chaymer to Znos than Oyver Abayis Kechavim. However, once the Rabbanon teach us the Svara, that Poishiyah al-Beikr is Adif, even though, even if Poishiyah al-Beikr would not be Mechal HaSaviyah, it would still be Adif, so that then we can take the next step logically and say that once we know that Znus is Mechal HaSaviyah, certainly Poishiyah al-Beikr is Mechal HaSaviyah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.